Radio.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
About Elton John, man. The guy's old. We went to his concert about 3 years ago in Greenville. Had great seats. The guy's old. He just brings it, man. The guy's 70 years old. You know Elton John's real name? It's Sir Elton John now, but you know his real name?
No, I have no idea.
Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Good for him.
He get Elton John out of that. Anyway. God brings us. Good stuff there. Hey, my friends at Zero Res want to tell you about this January special. Folks, this special is going to run out, and you can get back to paying your regular prices again. They've never had offers like this. 3 rooms of carpet cleaning for $109. You mention my name, get a free hallway. Mention Mickey, get a free hallway. This is the lowest prices they've ever had. Zero Res empowered water technology, cleaner, safer, dries faster, fluffier carpets, ranked number one in the country in cleaning systems by an independent testing laboratory. When they say it's clean, it's clean. It's the best way to clean. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z, ZeroResGreenville.com. And the number there, 558-7300, 558-7300. It's our friends at Zero Res. Make that now. $109, 3 rooms, free hallway. Mention my name. Let me finish up on a couple thoughts here, and then we'll get to your phone calls, just on the NFL talks. The way Case Keenum has played this year, didn't see it coming, didn't know if it'd be Bradford, didn't know if it'd be Bridgewater, knew it wasn't Christian Ponder from years ago. They've had this merry-go-round of quarterbacks around there. Everybody's just going through the turnstile and playing quarterback. Case Keenum put it together this year, had a great year. Enough to get him to the Super Bowl? We'll see. All right. Zach, you had your research, the thing you were in charge with. Two things. Number one, the weekend off. We have a weekend off between the conference championships and Super Bowl again.
That is correct. Conference championships are played Sunday, January 21st. The Pro Bowl, for all you Pro Bowl fans out there, play the 28th. And then February 4th is the Super Bowl itself.
All right. Franchise tags coming up. Let me give you a couple of quick little notes here on the Super Bowl.
Sure.
A couple of quick notes. The cities that have hosted the most Super Bowls. Now, what would your guess be?
City of New Orleans.
New Orleans is second with 10.
Miami?
Miami's number one.
Yeah.
Number 11. And you know, two different stadiums there. Yeah. LA, 8. Tampa, 5. San Diego, Phoenix, Houston, Atlanta, 3. How about the stadiums that have hosted the most?
The Orange Bowl?
Orange Bowl hosted 5.
Okay.
Which means Hard Rock Stadium, Joe Robbie Stadium, Pro Prayer Stadium, Dolphin Stadium, Sun Life Stadium hosted 6.
stadiums hosted the most. So if it's New Orleans, would it be, was it the Superdome?
Yeah. Superdome's hosted 7 of the 10. Tulane State home hosted the other. So New Orleans has been, Superdome's hosted the most. And then finally, I got one for you. And this is interesting. The network that has hosted the most Super Bowls.
NBC. CBS.
CBS 19, NBC 18.
Yeah, CBS.
Fox 8, ABC 7.
Yeah. Who has it this year? Do we know that? Let me
CB. No. NBC
has it this
NBC.
Year.
NBC.
Oh,
no,
God.
Fox.
NBC.
Oh, no. What year? 2018. NBC.
Got to listen to Collinsworth. Oh, I hate that guy.
I like Collinsworth.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I will mute the screen.
Really?
And I turn it on during the commercials.
My buddy says, mutt the TV.
Goodness gracious.
All right. Franchise tag. What is it? Who does it? Why do you do it? It's unrestricted free agents, right? That's the first four. You have to be unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So we're talking about this because the reports out of LA is the Rams are possibly going to use their franchise tag on Sammy Watkins.
Right.
Who had 8 touchdowns this year. So this is a surprising franchise tag, but he could make a lot of money. 15.682 to be exact. A lot of money. So the franchise tag is essentially two things. It's an exclusive or non-exclusive franchise tag. If it's exclusive, the player must be offered a one-year contract, and it's the average of the top five salaries at that player's position as of the past year, or 120% of the player's previous salary, whichever is greater. That's what it reads in the collective bargaining agreement. Exclusive franchise tag. So if it's an exclusive franchise tag, they cannot negotiate with other teams, and the player's team has all of the negotiating rights to that player. Non-exclusive tags is all the same stuff, except that the player can negotiate with other teams, but the negotiating or the teams, the player's original team has the ability to match any player, any deal that's offered to that player. And if the player signs an offer sheet from another team, the original team can lose the player, but is entitled to two first round draft picks as compensation.
My head's spinning.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But why does Bell not want to be a franchise tag?
Because it's a one-year deal. It's guaranteed money, but it's only one year. There's no guarantee after that. So if you get hurt middle of the season, they'll pay you for the end of the season, but you could be done. There's no security going forward.
An older guy wouldn't like it then.
Exactly.
A younger guy wouldn't mind it.
Let me read you some of the numbers. This is big money. Big money for a franchise tag. Because, it's the top five highest paid people in that position. It's the average of that number. At wide receiver for Sammy Watkins, $15.682 million. At tight end, 9.7. Safety, 10.8. Running backs, $12.1 million. Quarterbacks, 21.2. So when we talk about Kirk Cousins getting franchise tag the past two seasons, he's making stupid money in Washington right now.
So Bell doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it.
Sammy Watkins, does he want it?
He would. I think he'd welcome it in a heartbeat.
Right. So it's crazy, like, who would want it, who wouldn't want it?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know that about the two different types of franchise tags. Didn't know this case. You're good, buddy. You're really good. You have some Zion news for me. I want to get after a couple phone calls.
Nervous Zion news.
No, come on.
Nervous.
No, come on.
Nervous.
Telephone number. Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Orange and Wright checks in with us on a Friday, rainy Friday morning. Good morning, Orange and Wright. How you doing?
Doing good. How you guys?
Man, we couldn't be better. Very blessed.
Just a quick note on Super Bowl. They should have a good halftime show this year, Mickey.
Who is it this year?
Justin Timberlake.
JT! Jive Turkey. Yeah, I'm in. I'm totally in. Yeah.
But I just want to talk about the Clemson basketball game last night. I don't know if I had the numbers right on it, but I believe it might have been less than 2 minutes left, and the team was down 12 points. Is that right?
3 minutes. A little more than 3 minutes, they're down by 12.
Okay. The fact that they even had a free throw to tie the game at the end of it was just incredible.
Yeah. I totally agree. What an amazing comeback the guys put together last night. And quite frankly, had no business being in the game. NC State outplayed them. But they had a shot there at the end, obviously. Got their heart broken there at the end.
And last year they had a number of games they lost by 1 or 2 points. So if Brad Brownell can get those guys to play with that much heart and not give up that late in the game, you know, maybe they can turn some of those around and turn those into wins this year.
Totally agree with that, man. Totally agree with that. And if anything, you know, Mark Donald coming on and showing some offensive prowess last night, I was encouraged by what I saw from him. So find a way to – got to win tomorrow now. Tomorrow's a big game. Can't let one loss beat you twice now.
Well, I got my tickets for tomorrow, so I'll be there cheering them on, man. Looking forward to it. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sounds great, bud. Appreciate you getting there. I'm now looking back. My buddy says a minute and 33 down by 12. Let me make sure of that. I know that's right. They cut it. All right, here we go. Play by play. The Tigers with a minute and a minute 34. Yeah, they're now my 12 with a minute 34 to go. How about that? And you know, still missing free throws. You forget the scar, Mr. Free Throw. Missed some chances. Mitchell hit a 3-pointer. And
Mitchell hit a big three-pointer, and so did Grantham.
Yeah. But a minute 33 down by 12, had a free throw with 0.2 seconds to win it.
That one hurt. That was a real kick in the cojones last night.
Let me ask you this. Did you think he was going to make all three?
I thought if he was going to miss, he'd miss early. Yeah. Once he made the first two, I was like, okay. I'm thinking, overtime is huge. This is great. This is awesome. And then he clanked it.
Give Keats, he didn't clank it.
It was to the left. He hit the rim.
Yeah.
He liked it.
Give Kevin Keats a lot of credit for calling that timeout.
He looked like he was going to cry, by the way.
Who, Keats?
No. DeVoe.
I thought he looked pretty cool.
After the shot?
No, I'm talking about going into it.
Oh, going into it?
Yeah.
It's calm, cool, and collected. I wasn't even worried going into the last shot. And then
to
he
have
looked
Christian
so
Wilkins
upset
at the line last
terrible.
Night. To have Christian Wilkins at the line last night with a chance to win the game. You know, doesn't he look exactly like Christian Wilkins in the face?
Yep.
Anyway, you know, great comeback. Almost stole one last night. But this is what this conference is, man. This is going to be a crazy year. 10-8. Keep telling me 10-8. Find a way to get to 10-8.
I don't want 10-8.
And do a win game right quick? Yeah, I want you to do a win game.
I don't want to.
Why not?
I'm still a little sore about last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're hurting over there.
A little hurting.
Before we get to Snaphook, let's just talk to Clemson basketball. You had about three or four little interesting little Zion tidbits for me
last
night.
Yeah, Grace Rayner, little local beat writer here.
She does a great job.
Does a very good job.
Yeah.
I had come up with an article yesterday about some comments Zion had made, saying his recruitment is wide open still. He has not made his decision. And
you believe that?
He doesn't know where the list of six finalists came from.
Well, I can tell you where the six finalists came from.
I'm just telling you.
Your four official visits and then your two unofficial visits. The six places you've been.
I was just telling you.
Come on, man.
And he's been hurt for a while. I don't know if everybody knows that. He's been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back last night, made the comments that some coaches just stop calling. You find out who's really interested in you when you're down in the dumps.
Let me be clear about this.
Yeah.
If you're an athletic director and your team has a shot at Zion Williamson.
Yep.
And you find out that your coaching staff stopped calling him because of an injury.
Yep.
You call your attorneys at that point in time and find out how you can terminate your coach.
Well, I hope we kept calling. I hope Brad was sleeping at the foot of his bed at night, making sure he needed anything in the middle of the night.
Foot massage.
Yeah, your foot okay? You need a glass of water? What do you need? Some ice to keep the swelling down? Whatever it is. He also wore Nike shoes last night, not Adidas shoes last night. If that means anything to anybody
out
there.
You think Adidas caused the injury?
I don't know. He wore Nikes last night.
That's encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. I gave a million women foot massages. Everyone would miss them. You said Pulp Fiction? Huh? You're a Pulp Fiction fan, right?
I've seen it a time or two.
Okay.
Everyone of them meant some.
Will you give me a foot massage? All right, question for you. If someone said Zion would come to Clemson, if Zach Orr live on TV gives him a foot massage?
If I give him a, yeah, okay. Yeah, not a problem. I'll take that bullet for the Clemson family.
I'm not sure I touch people's feet, man.
No?
I don't like feet. I don't want to touch anybody's feet.
Yeah, what do I care?
Yeah.
I ain't going to wash my hands afterwards.
Take one for the team, man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'll do that for the Clemson
family. You're willing to give the guy a flip massage.
Yeah, whatever he needs.
I think Jules Winfield would be much better at it. Snaphook, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, North Communication phone lines. Hey, good morning, Snaphook. How you doing?
What's going on, fellas? Zach Orr, don't get thrown out of a window over a foot massage.
Tony Rocky Horror. Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. We got some playoff football going on. Finally getting to the meat of the playoffs here. So, Megan, I think the AFC is going to play out like everybody expects it to. New England and Pittsburgh going to have a business, and we all know that Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, everybody owns Pittsburgh when they come to Foxborough. So
that's true.
I think that's all going to play out. I think it's going to play out like it should. Big question mark though, Mickey, is the NFC. Could we potentially see a rematch in this Super Bowl?
No, I don't think you can. I mean, I don't think the Falcons can win on the road this week and then go on the road and win next week. The point is that Atlanta looks to me like a mystery. Atlanta doesn't look the same. There's talent, and it's basically the same faces. But I don't know what it is, but there has just been something missing in Atlanta this year. It just doesn't seem like – maybe it's the expectations coming in. Maybe it's because of what happened in the Super Bowl last year, and he felt like, well, they got something to prove and all this kind of stuff. But they just don't look the same to me. 10-6, yeah. But was this offense anywhere near what you thought it was going to be? Kind of a middle-of-the-road offense. And all those weapons, man, I thought for sure they would have. You know, and thinking about it now, down the stretch, they have won four in a row. But remember, what too long ago, they lost back to three games in a row, lost four out of five games to the Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, and Panthers, lost four out of five. I don't know. I just don't trust them. I don't trust them yet. And I don't know how healthy Julio Jones is. I don't know what his issues are. Seemingly, he's always banged up, nicked up. I don't know what it is. I don't trust the Falcons right now.
The biggest question mark for me in that game is Nick Foles.
Yeah.
I mean, if Carson Wentz was slinging the field, I'd go ahead and lock it up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they were the hottest team in the NFL. Hate what happened to the kid. I hate that almost as much as I hate what happened to Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's
yeah.
You talking about two kids that were on a you know, warp speed, like, performance season that was going to go down in history. But I don't know if Nick Foles can handle that kind of, you know, that kind of pressure. I don't know. There's so many question marks on that. The hardest game to really figure out is the Minnesota New Orleans game. I didn't get a clue who wins that game, to be honest. I'm at a loss for it. I know it's at Minnesota, so that's a slight edge. But Saints have been playing like with their ears pinned back here for what, 7-8 weeks.
Been playing great. Drew Brees is reinventing himself. Kamara means so much to their offense, and they have playmakers. I mean, if Ginn plays like he played last week, they got a great chance. Bottom line, though, I think you're talking about two completely different scenarios. It's clear to me who wins tomorrow in the AFC, and it is completely the exact opposite NFC. And that being said, that's why I think the AFC is going to win. I think the two best teams in the playoffs right now are still AFC teams.
Yeah, I think it's Pittsburgh and New England. Yeah. Probably the two best teams out there. Bye, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stan Pook. Appreciate the phone call. Zach, it wasn't I think I'm right by saying this. I need to go back and look at the exact dates of it. This team in the middle part of the season, though, that this Falcons team lost to the Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, and Panthers 4 out of 5. It's a 10-6 team. I guess they played well coming down the stretch. I guess you could say that. But, man, it just doesn't look the same to me as it looked last year. I felt very good about them last year. That was in the middle part of the season. They've won 3 of their last 4, but they've lost 2 of their last 5. Lost to Minnesota, lost to New Orleans. Now, those were lost on the road, but they're going to be on the road from here on out. On the road this year, they did beat the Bears, beat Detroit, but I guess the two home losses, the Buffalo and Miami, kind of set them out there. Lost to the Patriots. That was wasn't close. Lost to the Panthers. Lost to Minnesota. I guess losing 3 home games. But then, I don't know what it is. That offense looked the same to you. They hadn't scored more than 24 points since November 26th. I don't know what it is.
I mean, to be fair, they did have their offensive coordinator move on.
Yeah.
Remember Kyle Shanahan went to the...
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
To the 49ers.
Maybe it's all Sarkisian's fault.
It could be.
Doesn't look the same to me, though. I don't think there's any question about that. All right. Josh Williams is coming up. We got some thoughts about a ton of things and a variety of things in the sports world. I want to tell you right now, if I can, about our Palmetto Dunes and our Palmetto Golf Report. Man, the weather here, it's just been crummy and cruddy, and it might get even more crummy and more cruddy. But I can tell you this, in January, the weather at Hilton Head is usually pretty doggone good. 40% off tee times right now at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with our great friends at Palmetto Dunes, the award-winning website for the award-winning resort. 3 great golf courses. That's an unbelievable deal. The promo code is SUPER18. No spaces, no caps, and the number 1-8. Super, the number 1, the number 8. SUPER18 gets you 40% off your tee times right now. What a great deal. And that's just now to the end of the month. So you still got about 3 weeks to take care of that and play Jones Hills or Fazio. Of course, you're going to love it. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. They love golf. They love promoting the state of South Carolina, Palmetto State Golf, part of our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. We had 11 local players playing in the Sony Open out in Hawaii in round one. Chris Kirk, Zach Johnson lead at 7 under par. Here we go, local players. Kyle Stanley, great start, 64, 6 under par, tied for third. William McGirt, 4 under par, tied for 11th. Sam Saunders, 3 under par, tied for 20th. At 2 under par, tied for 41st, Jonathan Bird, Wesley Bryan, and Kevin Kistner. Kistner, who went to Georgia, had to wear an Alabama, in a bet, had to wear an Alabama shirt for a jersey for a hole yesterday. Richie Wierenski, Ben Martin, Scott Brown, Kyle Thompson, all at 1 under par, tied for 65th. Bill Haas, not a good day yesterday, 1 over, tied for 99th. 11 local players, part of our Palmetto Golf Report, at the Sony Open out in Hawaii. Hey, for 40% off of your tee times in the month of January, Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh Williams joins us talking college basketball, the NFL, and some NFL draft stuff, some really interesting stuff. When you return for more, some Mickey Paula Show, more right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
So many cool cars and trucks you won't want to blink. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
presented by Motor Trend.
It all happens January 12th through the 14th at the TD Convention Center. Come see hundreds of the hottest new cars, new trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, classics, and a lot more. Test drive over 20 models right at the show. Bring the whole family. Kids 12 and under get in free every day. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
January 12th through the 14th.
Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Vans cost less than Traveler's Rest. Save up to $6,000 on 2017 Transit vans at George Coleman Ford. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. If you or your company are looking for a workhorse van designed to get the job done, a 2017 Transit van from George Coleman Ford is what you need. George Coleman Ford, where vans cost less than Traveler's Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
It's that time of year again when we have ice and snowstorms. Have your fireplace ready to go with vent-free gas logs from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Vent-free logs and stove use no electricity and will keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for you to see. Be ready for winter storms with gas logs from the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired about your addiction? 13 people are dying every hour from drug or alcohol abuse. Don't become a statistic. Get help. Get the help you need now. Call the Addiction Network. This toll-free line was established to connect addicts and their families to the help they need. The call is free, and so is the consultation. If you have private health insurance, you could have your treatment covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. The counselors answering the phones have been where you are. Addiction is a disease. It ruins lives and tears families apart. But it doesn't have to happen to you. We can connect you with someone who will help. Even if you've been through treatment before, this time can be different. Call now.
Call 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816. Again, 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it.
More cold temperatures on the way, and that means Roto-Rooter will be busier than ever before spring gets here. Still severe cold weather can do damages to your plumbing system at home or at work. When it happens, I'm important to call Roto-Rooter. It's simple. Roto-Rooter has a real person there who's going to answer your phone calls 24/7, 365. Your problem is their problem. They'll send someone out to take care of you and take that headache away from you. It is our great friends at Roto-Rooter, serving the upstate in Western North Carolina. They've been around for so many years. Take it from me. I've had them at my home. We've had them here at the station. If there's a plumbing problem, I don't care if it's the middle of the day, in the cold of the night, reach out to Roto-Rooter, 288-7686, rotorooter.com, 288-7686, online, rotorooter.com. Remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Anyway. Good touch, really good friends there. It is Friday, 7:28 now. Our good friend Josh Williams, J-Dub, joins us for, as usual, some pretty interesting looks about what's going on in the sports world, including Vegas and Vegas insiders. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did y'all finally dig out from the snow?
Yeah, it took till about mid-morning on Monday, but yeah.
Good, man. Glad to hear. Glad to see you're safe and sound. Heartbreaker in Raleigh last night. The Tigers had this furious comeback and had a chance at it. I made one statement about the game tomorrow that you just can't let one loss beat you twice. A battle of ranked teams tomorrow over in Little John Coliseum. Give me some Clemson and Miami thoughts.
Yeah, this, you know, with the loss last night, they definitely got, I wouldn't say outplayed, but shot themselves in the foot a lot last night with the turnovers, and that was really the big difference. But now this one really comes a big game. You don't want to get rolling on a losing streak here, and you've got some tougher competition coming up as well, really starting with this one. I still expect Clemson to be a favorite in this one. Before last night's game, from some stuff I looked at, kind of had Clemson probably about a 5-point favorite. I think it'd probably be a little bit less than that now, maybe, as a result. But I would say it's probably a pretty good situational advantage for Miami, if for nothing else. You got a quick turnaround for Clemson off the late game last night. Miami will have basically 5 days off. They last played on Sunday at home against Florida State. This is definitely has what. The makings of kind of a grinded out game. Both teams ranked in the top 10 in the defensive categories here. Miami actually in the top 5. They allow just under 60 points a game. Clemson is around 10th or 11th and around 63 points a game. Obviously, that's been kind of the biggest catalyst for some of Clemson's turnaround is the defensive numbers. Last year, in the per 100 possession rank, Clemson was outside of the top 80, and now this year they're sitting around 10th and 11th. So that's kind of the big catalyst for Clemson is why they've made this jump this year and being a little more cohesive unit as well. But Miami's a team that's kind of plays a smaller lineup. They pretty much play four guards, and they got a little bit of size to them there, but they play a four around one. But these two teams are definitely mirror teams, very, very similar numbers and field goal percentage and rebounds, assists and blocks, et cetera. So it's really going to be, turnovers are probably going to be another key in this one. Type of grounded out type game, lower scoring game from what it looks like on paper. So, whoever can get more points off turnovers is probably going to have an advantage in this one as well.
I was listening to, it's a crazy ACC this year. I was listening to Dino Gaudio the other day talk about Virginia and how he was completely wrong. He said, I saw Virginia practice in the preseason, and I told Coach Bennett, man, just, boy, good luck this year because I don't think you got it. It's a rebuilding year for you. But that's not been the case. Virginia's playing as well as anybody in the country in the top 5 ranking right now.
Yeah, and this is one, I kind of said the same thing. They seem like they lost a pretty good amount off last year's team. But really kind of watching them, the last few games, saw a pretty good bit of their game against North Carolina. I saw some of them against Syracuse. they're definitely better than I thought. And, you know, I mean, they're on a hot streak now. They got one loss on the year, and that's to West Virginia, who's right in one spot in front of them at number two. So, you know, in what's kind of turned out to be, from the looks of it, a wide-open ACC, I mean, they're sitting up there at the top right now. I think, you know, the biggest thing for them when I watch them is they seem more athletic and more active, especially on the front line. And when you look at the numbers this year, you all know since Bennett has been there, they've been a top-flight defense, but they've struggled to score. But the biggest difference this year, obviously they're still ranked very highly in total defense. They're actually number one. They only give up 53 points per game. But the difference is because of that active, they have basically the defense is more active and aggressive. They are forcing way more turnovers. When you look at basically like the last 5 years worth of stats, they've been no worse than seventh any year in total defense. But most of those years, they're outside of the top 125 as far as turnover percentage with their defense. This year, they're all the way up to 21st. So it's a big, big difference there. It's, you know, affording them a little more easy baskets, opportunity to maybe run a little bit, not a lot, but, you know, easier buckets for them and not necessarily having to grind it out all the time.
Yeah.
So it's definitely working for them so far. It's going to be one that, I mean, the defense is going to be there the whole year, but the increased turnovers for them has definitely been a big key so far. And a lot of that, I mean, to me, the biggest difference when I watch them is that they seem much more athletic and active on the front line.
You know, in other words, they're it's still the same brand of defense. If you didn't know any better, after listening, you know, hearing about that, it's a different kind of defense coming out of all that. All right, NFL, let me quickly switch gears here. One of the games I just can't figure out, and I just don't know, and it's all because of injury. What in the world is going to happen? What's happening with the thought process here of Philadelphia and Atlanta tomorrow?
Yeah, this is one tomorrow where Eagles, obviously, they're the number one seed. They're a three-point dog at home. Opened up as a two-point dog, so it's gone up a little bit. So it's gotten basically 2-1 action on Atlanta as far as tickets, well over 60% of the money. So it's ticked that up to that key number of three. And interesting thing is that since the playoff seeding began in the NFL in 1975, no number one seed in either conference has ever been a home underdog in the playoffs. So that shows you how rare this is. When you look at last week, Atlanta closed as a 6-point underdog on the road at the Rams. You know, if Wentz was playing in this game, using that kind of correlation where they closed the line last week, Philadelphia would probably be a 7 to 7.5 point favorite. So you're basically saying you've got a 10 to 10.5 point adjustment on the line between the two quarterbacks. That just seems way too much. I mean, we talked earlier in the year about how Aaron Rodgers perceived value, how it was over a 10-point adjustment with him when he got hurt. I do think Foles is a lot more confident, more experienced, and a better backup quarterback there. So with Rodgers, you kind of understand it. You got a guy in Hundley that's never really played that much. You don't know anything about him, so he's probably a lower thought of, lower ranked backup quarterback. And you got the top quarterback in the league, arguably. Now you got Wentz going to probably a top five backup in the league, Foles, and you still got over a 10-point adjustment. So that just seems off. You know, the big thing is it's Philadelphia's got to feel pretty good, obviously being at home, but you know, they're very well rested. They didn't play many starters the last week of the year and they had a bye week. And now this will be the fourth road game out of five, for Atlanta. And they've been in some difficult grinded out games cause they had to win all their games coming down the stretch. They all mattered, for them to even get in the playoffs. So, then just see if there's a little bit of fatigue factor for, Atlanta in this one. You don't like to say that with the playoffs, but it's definitely a situational edge for Philadelphia.
I'm kind of thinking that way as well. And Philadelphia didn't play the same with Wentz, and obviously the offense wasn't the same, but they still were able to win games. So interesting to see that. Hey, the NFL draft, in our final couple of minutes, I know you and I talked about some draft stuff and some draft, some pretty decent draft information, some data out there.
Yeah, the biggest thing in this one, and obviously I guess the top 24 picks are set now with the wild card weekend done. But the biggest thing is, obviously, as it always does, the quarterbacks are going to shape it maybe a little more this year than others. You know, free agency will have a big impact on that. You know, if Kansas City trades Alex Smith, you know, what happens with Kirk Cousins, et cetera. But when you look at it, especially in the top 10, you look at the first six picks, and now Cleveland has two of those, so you can throw one of those picks out. But the only other one, Indianapolis at three, you don't think they need a quarterback. But for the first six, you can definitely make a big argument that they need a quarterback. Obviously, you'd think Rosen and Darnold go number two, but, you know, there are going to be a lot of folks banking on upside with Allen. He's definitely going to go likely in the top 10. You know, Baker Mayfield's probably going to go much higher than, you know, would have expected earlier in the year. So the quarterbacks is a combination that, I mean, they're going to shape this whole draft. You've got a lot of teams that need quarterbacks, but, you know, as we said, four of the top six there. But you also have a lot of teams that have veteran quarterbacks that need one in the near future. You know, you've got a lot of veteran quarterbacks like Rivers at the Chargers, obviously Brady now in New England since they traded Garoppolo. You know, Breeze is going to turn 39 or just turned 39 this week. You got Roethlisberger at Pittsburgh. He may play one or two more years. And then you also got a team like Baltimore, who's Flacco's on the back end of his career. You know, they've struggled on offense. And maybe even some other ones like the Bengals wouldn't shy away from maybe taking one has been creating some competition. So even teams that you see in the back half, if they find a guy that they really like, you know, there could be a lot of movement there, jockeying to get a quarterback. But, you know, the one position that seems really, really weak this year comparatively is wide receiver. Pretty much all of them have Ridley from Alabama slated to go in the first round. But, you know, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that is going to go into the NFL and be a bona fide number one wide receiver. He seems more like a complimentary guy. You know, if that's the case, you know, are you going to spend a really high pick on him? You know, when you think back to the last 8 or 10 drafts, you've had a lot of wide receivers go in the first round, but there's been kind of a lack of success as far as how many of those have turned into a true number one wide receiver. Yeah, obviously you got AJ Green and Julio and probably Odell Beckham and Nuke Hopkins, but outside of that, you know, a lot of those high picks haven't turned out. So there's a, you know, that's kind of got to be weighing on some of those there. So there's a lot of complimentary type wide receivers in this draft, but I don't see there's any top flight guys. Was listening to Todd McShay the other day talking about underclassmen and the sheer amount of them that declare, probably going to set another record this year as far as the number of early entrants. You know, he basically said that, you know, if you're a running back, you obviously get the correct information from your school and whatnot, but if you're a running back and you're slated to go in the top four rounds, you might as well go. Just because your clock is ticking that you got such a short shelf life for your position. But as far as the other positions go, really do your diligence. And we hope a lot of the Clemson guys, the local guys, are doing that as well. But basically, if you're an underclassman and declared and you're not a first-round pick, you know, within 3 years, he's from a study he did over the last 5 years, within 3 years, two out of three of those underclassmen that declared that weren't first-round picks were not even in the league anymore. So high volatility there.
I've been saying that for the longest time, man, and it sounds like you're just a college guy, you don't like the NFL, but sound like McShay says the same thing, and that's a really good point. Man, I tell you what, you hit a home run this morning. I didn't know a lot of that stuff that, you know, on all those subjects. So always enjoy having you. Next week, let's continue talking. Hey, maybe about Clemson breaking that streak in North Carolina, a lot about the NFL playoffs, and then some more NFL draft stuff if we can.
Sounds good, man.
Safe drive, buddy. All right, buddy, you too. Take care of yourself. That's a good friend, Josh Williams. You know, quickly, Zach, we all have our biases about stuff, and I'm not talking about just guys at Clemson. I'm talking about guys making mistakes where 30% of the guys that leave don't get drafted. And we had this conversation before. How about that? McShay saying it that a large majority of these guys that if you're not a first-round pick, you're coming out 3 years later, you're not in the league anymore. Come back to school, man, across the board. And I told you that before because I talked to NFL scouts in the Clemson press box, you know, a few years ago about it. It's like, man, we'd rather these guys come back. We need more film on. We need them to be more mature. And interestingly enough, the more mature guys seem like they come back more and they're more ready as men in the NFL. Well, let's talk about this. Talk about some juniors when we come back. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Hey, January 29th is the date that that the IRS will accept returns, but that doesn't mean anything to Patterson Tax Service. What that means is they can still do your taxes now. So as you start, I got my first tax document. I got my mortgage interest statement the other day. So get all your information in. As soon as you get it in, make your appointment with them. Make it now for maybe the 20th of the month, something like that now. And then they can do them. They'll send them in, and the IRS will accept them on the 29th. You'll be at the front of the line. If you're like a lot of folks and you're depending upon that refund check, right now the Patterson Tax Service can talk to you about how you could be eligible for up to $2,500 with an advance on that return, on that refund. So let them take care of it for you now. January 29th is the first day of it, but they can do your taxes before then. The way to find out about all that and more, it's a great friends of ours, the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, where you can hear my voice, any state in the country, 864-859-8289. It's the Patterson's Tax Service, great friends of ours there. A break, we'll come back. Touch on juniors in the NFL right after this.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Cars cost less than travelers rest. Get a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan for just $14,999 after rebates, plus tax and tag. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. Save big on a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan right now at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 19 years in business, taking care of customers like you. Cars cost less than travelers rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Greenville with their action-packed world tour at Bon Secours Wellness Arena this Saturday, January 13th at 2 and 7 p.m. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the whole time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Bon Secours Wellness Arena Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. Great seats are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-597-4310. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-597-4310. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-597-4310. That's 1-800-597-4310. 1-800-597-4310.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Get a good feeling, yeah.
Oh, sometimes
Friday music right there, right? I know it's raining. I know Clemson got beaten basketball last night. I know there's no college football this weekend. I know you're all about no holidays. I get it. You got to have a little pick-me-up, man.
Yeah, have yourself a Friday there, people. Let's have ourselves a Friday.
Kegs and eggs!
Easy.
You don't do it anymore.
Easy. Oh, I still enjoy the occasional beverage, but it's 7:47 in the morning.
Well, spirits.
It's not football season.
You used to be knock 'em on out kegs and eggs. Now you're maturing over there right before my very eyes.
Maturing.
I'm seeing my little boy over there going to be a man.
Maturing.
EngineeredSleep.com. My goodness gracious. Because of the national championship game, because of our trip to New Orleans, the national championship game being so late at night, and then last night's game, didn't go to bed after 11:30, 12 o'clock. You probably didn't get in bed till 12:30 last night.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Man, I'm going to take me a little. With the weather this afternoon like this.
Oh, siestas on tap this afternoon.
My wife's going out of town this weekend, and I always kid her that whenever she leaves, I bring the dogs into bed and I eat a bunch of Cheetos. And it's like rub all the orange Cheeto all over the sheets and stuff.
One of those things are true. You bring the dogs in the bed.
No, the Cheetos actually do. No, I'll do either one of those. But boy, oh boy, EngineerSleep.com. Let them make your bed for you. Watch them make your bed for you. It's one of the best things, decisions we ever made. And here's the thing, Zach. Go ahead and get you the daddy dog. Get you the adjustable bed where you get the zero gravity stuff. You can move your feet up. You can lift up, you know, what, read, watch some TV. It's got a little vibration aspect to it, a little light underneath it. Go ahead and get you the vibration. I'm going to get you the big boy, the daddy dog.
You know what? We'll work some out with Engineered Sleep. We'll make that happen.
Man, do it.
All my tweets will be endorsed.
Take care.
Engineered Sleep.
Yeah. Good stuff there. Hey, I'm reminded, EngineeredSleep.com, Congaree Rotary Room, Greenville, go by and do that. I am reminded that for a lot of folks, Monday is a holiday, MLK Day, MLK weekend.
I believe Clemson's off on Monday.
Yeah, so good stuff there. So it is a holiday weekend as far as that goes. So hey, get ready for a big threer.
We got off on Monday?
Nah.
Ah, come on.
Make that work for us, buddy. Get it done. Telephone number here, first and foremost, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Text line and Twitter. I've ignored Twitter. I need you to hold me accountable for more Twitter. Our Twitter followers are great. We have tons of Twitter followers. What are you up to now?
I have no idea.
I'm at 11.8K.
Not a big deal.
I mean, I'm kind of a big deal around here. I want to be loyal to our Twitter followers from now on. Matter of fact, let's get more into Twitter here. That's your number one goal for coming up. Whatever happened to segment two that you were going to do? You're not doing that?
Whatever happened to it?
Second segment. You're the second segment guy?
We moved on to something called football season.
Yeah. And then you became very busy because, I mean, you're the hardest working man in entertainment now.
No, I'm not.
I'll put that ball in the court. You want segment two, you can have it, but let me know. Let me give you a couple of the tweets that we get from our Twitter world, at Mickey Potter, at Mr. Orr 24.
I got to change my Twitter name soon.
Why? Because you're not 24 years old?
I'll be 25 in March. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mr. Orr 25. Josh writes in, no more purple unis, ? I like the uniforms last night.
Uniforms look great last night.
I want the tiger paw and the orange ones and the white ones. I like that. A little bit like West Virginia, like with their gray ones they have. Donnie writes in at Mickey Pollard, and passing has been atrocious. Yeah, the Tigers turned it over way too many times last night.
I would venture so far to say as if they didn't wear those purple uniforms last night, they don't come all the way back and almost win that game.
Yeah. It was the power of the purple last night. Matt writes in at Mickey Pollard, Tobacco Road strikes again. Two inbound passes bounce off the out of bounds, and they missed the first one. I've never seen a more blatant call and just completely missed that one. Skip writes in, I hope Corey Alexander's fired for his comments. Clemson doesn't deserve to win the game. Who the heck died and made him king of basketball? He's the most arrogant color analyst on TV. Plus, he's wrong all the time.
Well, yeah, but Clemson doesn't deserve to win that game.
No, but last night they called a timeout when they couldn't get it up past half court, and he did not know that the 10-second deal resets. He didn't know that. Like, everybody in the right mind knows that. He didn't know that.
Yeah.
Incompetency. Ask your boy Phil Potter about Corey Alexander, see if he's good. He's awful. See, I'd love to see what Roy says about that off the record. John writes in on Twitter, at Mickey Potter, at Mr. Orr 24. Team showed some real fight to be in that kind of environment. I really like this team going forward. Now, it wasn't a tough environment. I guess the students were back, but it wasn't a packed house last night. But on the road, I really like that. They did show a lot of fight. Jason writes in at Mickey Potter, Scarlett missed free throw, turned into a much-needed three-pointer. That's a good point. Missed a free throw, much needed there. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, did you send me a message?
I did.
I can't, let's see here.
What do you mean you can't see it? It's right in front of you.
Okay. And then finally, James on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. War 24. I can't understand the mass exit of juniors across college football. NFL isn't like major baseball draft where juniors have more bargaining power over money. It seems like the NCAA student-athlete model is broken. Look, in college basketball, the NCAA student-athlete model is broken. You're going to go 1 year, pass you about 18 hours of classes, get about a fourth of the way to a degree, and all of a sudden you go pro, and you know that's a model for you? No. So absolutely not. That's broken. In college football, it's almost broken. But I like how baseball does it with a 3-year model. And I think football's got it right with a 3-year model. But here's the point. The deadline's not till Monday. Zach, over 100 juniors have declared so far. That would be over 3 full rounds of juniors. Last year, 30% didn't get drafted. We're going to see it again, man.
You tell me we have to wait 3 more days of this nonsense?
Originally, I didn't think about this. You're talking about for Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant, Christian Wilkins.
For Power Rangers Watch 2018.
Whatever that mess is.
I wish the cameras were here.
I just tried to do a Power Ranger deal. Those are unique fellas, man.
Didn't work.
I don't want them to go because I'm going to miss them. I would miss Christian Wilkins running down after every touchdown and been playing rock, paper, scissors with Hunter Renfrow.
I still think he should go.
Dude, did you see South Carolina's place kicker and holder do rock, paper, scissors?
No.
They copied him!
No.
They copied him!
Oh, no. Not a good look.
Yeah.
Bad for the brand.
I know. They copied Hunter Renfrow and Christian Wilkins. I'm not ready. I'm not through with Christian Wilkins yet. I'm not finished watching Christian Wilkins play football yet here. And then Bryant and Farrell, man, what? These are unbelievably high-class, high-character guys here. Whatever they decide, I'm with those guys. I ride or die with those guys. So I'm good with those guys. But I didn't think about this. I said on yesterday's show that we will know either yesterday or today without thinking about the potential of making some sort of announcement at tomorrow night's banquet.
Could we get in that banquet?
We could, but you got to wear a tux if you're a senior. Well, you could wear a normal suit. Seniors wear tuxes.
I'm not a senior. I graduated.
I'm not a tux guy, though. Are you?
I've never wore a tux before.
What?
I've never had to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Prom, y'all didn't do tuxes?
I didn't do my junior prom. I went to senior formal. Yeah. And we just had suits.
Weddings?
Suits so far.
You're lucky. Because I'm going to tell you right now.
Uncomfortable?
Nothing makes a man look more stupid than a tuxedo. You look like an idiot when you wear a tuxedo.
No, I haven't had the pleasure.
You look like an absolute idiot.
Idiot.
I mean, let's face it. You know what I'm saying.
I guess.
You look like a moron when you wear a tuxedo. Nothing worse than that. Your little clip-on bow tie.
What are you clipping on a bow tie for? Tie it.
Well, when you rent them. And by the way, nobody owns tuxedos. You rent your tuxedo. And so you go, somebody had it on before. The thing's nasty as, you gotta pick it out of some big, huge catalog, and you skip over the light blue ones to get to these, and then you get your hat, your tails, your gloves, and your cane. Come on, man!
You're not wearing a cane.
Yeah,
you're not taking a cane. You're not wearing gloves. You know, no.
You gotta have the white gloves, of course.
No. There's no coattails of this nonsense.
Nothing makes a man look more like an idiot than a tuxedo. You know what that is?
What?
Try hard.
Oh, come on.
Don't be a try-hard, man.
You got to wear it. Come natural. You didn't wear a tuxedo for your wedding?
No, suit.
You wear a suit?
I tell you what. I look so good.
I've seen your wedding pictures.
Yeah.
Good, not great. Meredith looked great.
My wife asked me yesterday, have you ever seen a more beautiful bride? She was not being serious. But no, I have not. The answer was no. I have not. My buddy Will has texted and said, I own a tuxedo. Of course you do, Will. Of course you do.
Who owns tuxedos?
People, you're an aristocrat if you own a tuxedo.
I'm hoping to go my entire life without wearing a tuxedo.
You've made it 24 plus so far.
Yep.
I think you can do it. Here's what's bad, though. When, I don't know, man, because you're so far removed from Jersey. Like, you had a group of Clemson friends.
Yeah.
When people, the only times I wore a tuxedo obviously, when you're in a wedding and they ask you to, you have to. Like, there's, you can't say, you know what, bud? I'm going to be in your wedding, but yeah, I'm going to skip the tuxedo thing.
Yeah, things. This is wedding season. Or it's coming up here in the spring here, and I'm in one in June. And there's a couple more I have to attend. So
you don't know.
Bad.
You got to get measured. They get a little too close to your crotch. It's not good. It's not a good. It's got to
get a little
thing.
Too close. The old jewels.
Yeah. Yeah. David and Seneca writes in, helped our text line. I was in a wedding where we had to buy our tux. And the wedding was on the Georgia Tech weekend this past fall. Still mad about that. That's where you don't go. I told you, if you want me to attend your wedding or be in your wedding, it's got A, got to be in the continental United States. And then B, it can't be on a fall weekend. Texture makes a good point here. Zach, Mickey didn't invite you to his wedding. No, I didn't. I could invite only 20 people.
I'm aware of where I stand in Mickey's social agenda.
No. Well, yeah, you're not my top 20 and include my family. I had cousins I couldn't invite. I had uncles and aunts that I couldn't invite. Only got 20. Small venue.
Ridiculous.
Small ridiculous. Place.
Where was it?
In her hometown.
Oh, okay.
So, small venue. 20 total.
Gotcha.
So, I still have cousins and like, aunts and uncles that look at me like, hey,
did you guys make live PD during that wedding or no?
No.
No?
We tried hard.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
We didn't make it. Couldn't do it.
I hope she's not listening.
We gave it our best. Couldn't quite make it. We're going to come back in hour number three. I have we'll have our Jinx Eating Royalty hunting and fishing report. I think an interesting one too from John Stillwell, second nicest man in America. So, certainly looking forward to that. We'll come back. Love to have you join us in hour number three. We'll talk much more about the juniors. I'll talk specifically about the decisions of Christian Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, and Austin Bryant. Love to hear from you on any of our three ways you can reach us for the final hour of the week when you return for hour number three right after this.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar. Yeah!